Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Nida Daf Ches Nida 8. In today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara is discussing the idea that we had stated earlier that Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas had said that the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer in four places. So the Gemara asks the question, is this really the case that the law is like Rabbi Eliezer only in four places? Are there no other places? V'atanam, but we learned in a Mishnah in Brachos 33a, where we mention that the Havdalah, the prayer that we recite at the conclusion of Shabbos to say that it's no longer Shabbos and we're drawing a distinction and now it goes into the weekday, that prayer, when is it recited in the Amida, in the 18 or the 19 blessings that we say at the conclusion, Bechunin Hadas, when do we say this blessing of Atochanon Tano, which we include in the Amida? So Rabbi Akiva says, Omra Bracha Ravias Bifnei Asma, that Rabbi Akiva says that we recite this prayer not in the blessing of Chonin Adas, that the initial assumption was that we would recite it in the prayer of Chonin Adas, which is the blessing about knowledge. And the reason why we would say it in the according to Rashi and Brachos, the reason why we would say the blessing of Havdalah, drawing the distinction between Shabbos and weekday during the blessing of Chonin Adas, is because this is the first blessing of the week of Chol, that it's not a blessing of praising God or of acknowledging God's greatness, but we're asking for something, and we're not supposed to make requests until this point, and so therefore we recite it during the blessing of Chonin Adas. The Abar Tanura, also the Bar Tanura gives another answer, so too also in the Rishalmi, that the reason why they established that blessing of Dal and Chonin Adas is because if there's no knowledge, how will we draw any distinction? Rabbi Akiva says, actually, Bracha Ravias Bifnei Atzma, that we don't include it within the blessing of Chonin Adas, but actually it's its own, the fourth blessing, all in and of itself. And then comes along Rabbi Eliezer, and he says, Omra Bahoda'a. Rabbi Eliezer says, we recited in the blessing of Modim, of giving thanks to God. What's the reason why we recite in the blessing of giving thanks to God? So Rabbeinu Yonah explains that we are being grateful to God that He gave us the merit to distinguish between holy and non-holy. That this is a special blessing that we are able to distinguish what's holy. The Meiri gives a different answer, that the reason is because we're giving gratitude to God that God has given us the Shabbos. That for that reason, we include it in the blessing of Modim. And V'amar Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas came along and said, Halachak Rabbi Elazar, that the law is like Rabbi Elazar. So we see from here that it wasn't just those four cases that our Gemara had been discussing. But there's another case where Rabbi Elazar says the law is like Rabbi Elazar. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Rabbi Abba, Ahu Da'amar, that position where Rabbi Elazar says the law is like Rabbi Elazar is not really the position of Rabbi Elazar, but that was Mishum Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. That was a position where Rabbi Eliezer shares with Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. It wasn't his own unique position. Tanya, Rabbi Kiva says, Rabbi Kiva taught, Omra Bracha Ravias Bifnei Atzma. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel says, Omra Bo'odah. That Rabbi Kiva says it's said by a blessing by itself, which is blessing of the fourth blessing in the Amida. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel says, no, we say it during the blessing of Hoda'ah. So we see that this position of saying the Havdalah and the blessing of Modim was the position of Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. And so therefore, Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas was really saying that this is not the position of Rabbi Eliezer, it's really the position of Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, and therefore we're not counting it as one of the four cases in which the law is like Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara says, V'ha'koshish minad tuva. But how can that be? Rabbi Eliezer was older than Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, and so therefore it's not logical to say that he had heard this teaching from Rabbi Chanina Gamliel. It was his own teaching, and so therefore it should have been attributed to him because he was older than Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. So the Gemara says, Ella No, so we're saying that the reason why Rabbi Elazar didn't include this teaching and the reason why Rabbi Eliezer didn't say this teaching in the name of Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel was because Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel follows his position here. And that which we had stated, that which Rabbi Elazar Hadass said, that the law is like Rabbi Eliezer in four cases, those are cases where there's nobody who agrees with him. But since there's somebody who agrees with him in this case, that is Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, Therefore, Rabbi Elazar ben Bedas doesn't list it. So the Gemara says, is it really the case that Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel agrees with Rabbi Elazar in this case? Umikai, does Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel really agree with him? Vatanya, we learned with respect to the night of Yom Kippur, we learned that Yom HaKippurim, that on the night of Yom Kippur, Mispal Sheva, we recite on Kol Nidre night, we say an Amida with seven blessings, Umisvada, and we make a confession at the end of it. We say the Vidoy. Shachris, when it comes to the morning prayer, again, Mispal Sheva, Misvada, again, we say seven blessings and we confess. Musaf, Mispal Sheva, Misvada. Again, by Musaf, we do seven blessings and then we confess. Mincha, again, Mispal Sheva, Misvada. Again, by Mincha, we say recite seven blessings and we also confess. By Ne'ilah, Mispal Sheva, Misvada. Also, by Ne'ilah, we do the seven blessings and confess. And Arvis, Mispal Sheva, May Ain't Shmon Esraim. By comes to nightfall, we don't recite the full Amidah, but we just do seven blessings, the shortened version of the Amidah. Whereas Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel says, Mishim Avosav Omer, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel recites his ancestors, and he says, Mispal Shmon Esraim, and they should Tzarch Omer Avdala Bechonin Adaz. He says, no, after Yom Kippur ends, we recite the full Amidah. We can't just say the shortened Amidah because we're going to include Havdalah in the prayer of Chonin Hadas. And we see from here that Havdalah is not included in the Modim, but according to Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, it's included in the blessing of Chonin Hadas. So he says, yeah, that's not his position. No, that was the position he cited in the name of his ancestors, but not his own position. And so, generally speaking, why was the Tanakhama there say we say Havinenu on the night of Yom Kippur? Because after Yom Kippur ends, people need to eat. And so therefore, even though generally speaking we want to require everybody to say the full Amidah when Yom Kippur ends, we allow them to do a shortened version in order to be able to quickly get to their food so they're not in distress.